Take your Bibles, please, with me this morning to the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 20. And go ahead and get John chapter 10 in your other hand, if you will. As we go through the Ten Commandments, we've come to the eighth this morning. Just four words here in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 13. God said, thou shalt not kill. Excuse me, I'm in verse 15. Still four words, it's just the wrong four words. Verse number 15, thou shalt not steal. And then John chapter 10, as Jesus is speaking, he says in verse number 8, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. That is a really big statement. Jesus said everybody in this world is out to steal something. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Verse number 10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Thou shalt not steal. Now, when you talk about stealing, you know, so many different types of people steal. It's not just the terribly bad, wicked people that you think of. Little children steal. You know, we don't have to live very long to see how sinful people are. We all are. It doesn't matter if the child stole a crayon or stole a cookie. There's something in human nature that wants to take something that's not yours. Or take something that doesn't belong to you. Or take something that you were told not to take. I remember one of the greatest convicting times in my life. I don't know how old I was, maybe 6 or 7 years old, and we were at a restaurant. And they had all those light, you know, that's, you know, it's terrible to put all those candies up there on the cash register while your mom and dad's paying for it and they're just right there for little hands to reach. I remember stealing a candy there as a little child, and my parents didn't know about that. But I was in torments under this eighth commandment about thou shalt not steal. It's not the size of it. It's not even from whom it's coming from. Little children steal. Poor people steal. It doesn't matter who's doing the stealing. It's all wrong. God sets the rules and he says, thou shalt not steal. It doesn't matter if you're a little child. It doesn't matter if you're a poor person. It's never right to steal. It doesn't matter if the one you're stealing from has plenty, but you don't have a lot. That you know, the world has such terrible morals because they've broken the commandments of God. And people will even cheer it on, you know. I mean, in the riots that probably have been forgotten, and they were breaking into all these stores and pulling out all this stuff out of the stores and running away with it. I mean, just thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars of merchandise. And oh, they just thought that was just so funny, you know. Yeah, go over there in Louis Vuitton and steal the purses. And yeah, them poor people stealing all those things out of the electronics store. That's not funny. That's breaking a commandment of God. Not only poor people steal, but rich people steal. You'd think somebody that's rich would have no cause to ever steal, but some of the greatest thieves that ever were people that had plenty. Rich people steal from others. It doesn't matter who's doing the stealing. God just said, thou shalt not steal. If you do, you're a lawbreaker, you're a commandment breaker, and you're guilty. Not just little children, not just the poor, not just the rich, not just the violent and the crime mobs, but I tell you, somebody else that steals and likes it. The government steals. The government wants to steal what you have. It doesn't matter who the thief is. I don't want him. The government, they can steal your freedom, not just your money. Doesn't matter how they enact laws. You know, most Americans don't even know where the income tax came from. They have no, I bet they don't teach that in civics class or U.S. history. The God president that they worship, Lincoln, he was the one that did that. Can you imagine all those years America went without the government taking the money? Why should the government have a right to take the money that you've worked hard for? We won't have a civics class. I'm just saying, the government's a thief. And just because maybe not they've stolen from you doesn't mean they won't later. All types of people steal. You know, when God talks about stealing and when Jesus is on the cross of Calvary, I think it is even very apropos that when Jesus was crucified in the midst and there were two thieves on either side of them. Evidently, even the heathen government of Rome considered it a sin to steal because they were crucifying two of them. And I think really that's a picture of humanity. I think Calvary is a picture of all humanity. And the one on the right side, we know, what did he do? He wound up repenting of his sin and calling out to the Lord Jesus Christ and went to paradise. Amen. But he didn't start that way at Calvary. He started just as much a sinner as the thief on the other side. And he reviled the Lord and mocked the Lord just as bad as the other one did. The only difference between the two, he came to a place of repentance because he came to the fact that he said, we deserve what we're getting. But this man has done nothing amiss. He came to the conclusion that Jesus was the perfect, he was the sinless one, and he understood he had done nothing wrong. But I've done plenty wrong. I'm a thief. I think all people are thieves, just like all people are liars. And the Bible says that where that was rooted from, as the verse we read this morning, Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I'm come that you might have life. You know, the devil is a great thief. He came in that garden and he stole paradise from man. He came in that garden and he stole the word of God out of the heart of Eve. He came in that garden and stole innocence from them, stole all the good things of God. He's a thief. You know, the devil wants to steal from you. He wants to rob you and steal from you all the good things of God. I tell you something else. Sin will steal from you. Sin is a thief. It'll rob you of the goodness of God and the abundant life in the Lord. There's a whole lot more things that can be stole from you besides just material goods and money. The devil steals people's souls, you see. Your purity can be stolen. Your testimony can be stolen. The devil's a great thief, but you know what I'm glad this morning? God is a wonderful giver. God is not a thief. God will never steal anything from you. As a matter of fact, even though we owe him everything and he deserves everything, he won't even take anything from you. He says, you got to come bring it to me freely. You got to have a willing heart. He won't steal anything from any of us. He's a giver. Every good thing in our life has come from God. He's the great giver. He's not a taker. Boy, I don't want to be a taker. I want to be a giver. God is the giver. As we look this morning at this eighth commandment, I want to get into it a few things today. Thou shalt not steal. Let's talk about a little while about stealing material things from others. I never forget, I came home from college. I forget what year it was. I came home from college and I came into the driveway and I was with Mom. Came in the driveway. And there was a thief in the house in Decatur, Alabama. And we drove into the garage, And we were just talking, we were getting out slowly, and the door opened, and there was a thief in the house with his bag. And immediately, I got so mad. I didn't even think about it. I didn't think about this guy. If this guy had a gun or a knife, or if there were two or three of them in there, I was just so mad. I jumped out of the car, and I took out after that guy. And I ran through the house, and he ran through the house, and he ran out the front door, and I ran out the front door, and I chased him all the way down the road. And I don't know what I'd done if I got him. God only knows what I'd done if I got him. But he dropped that bag of goodies, and he kept running. He's quicker than I was. And I felt so violated. I felt so angry. There's nobody in here that you would want to go home and look at a place where somebody had gone through your drawers and in your closets and stole your things. It'd hurt you. It'd make you upset. Nobody wants to be stolen from. There's greater things that can be stolen from, but we get upset when somebody steals things like that from us. People steal cars. We have so much fraud in America. We have so many scams going on, and it's all about the dollar trying to steal something from somebody else. It just sort of runs the world. Usually, not always, but usually violence is associated with thievery, with stealing. Jesus told the story about that man that fell among thieves there in Luke chapter 10 and verse number 30. And of course, Jesus tells that story of the Good Samaritan that came by. And the Bible said that the thieves left him half dead. They stole what was his, but they weren't content just to take from him. They wanted to steal his health and steal and hurt him and destroy him and left him for dead. Every day on the subways of America, I tell you what, people even stand by and watch other people getting beat half to death and they steal everything they have. What a wicked society. You know what it is? It's a society. You know, don't just look at that and say, oh, what a terrible city, New York City or Chicago or whatever it is. It's not that. It's a product of throwing out the Word of God. You understand? And they steal from people and they beat them. All the fraud, extortion in our society. The Bible talks about people devouring widow houses. You know who gets stole from a lot in our country and around the world? Is older people. It's called elder fraud. You ever heard of it? Every year in the United States, over $3 billion is stolen from the elderly. And they'll call them up and they'll take advantage of them and they'll give them a scam of some type and extort all. I know personally of senior citizens, the good people that just fell for some scam and they had to declare bankruptcy and lost everything they own. And the people that do that wouldn't even think a thing about it. Why? They're lawbreakers. They have no respect for the commandments of God. Thou shalt not steal. We have, you know, when we had that little thing where the supply chain was broken and gas went up, that was before, you know, the laws kept going. But it was an accident. This is on purpose, but it was an accident. And it was a supply chain. It was because of ransomware. You know, I heard of ransomware. It's just people stealing from other people by putting something on their computer and they have all this information. And if you don't pay me the money... Right now, I don't know what is it. We were at a missions conference last week, and we were praying for those that were kidnapped in Haiti. I've not looked at the news. I don't know if that's still going on. But you know what they want? They want money. They want to steal somebody's money. Stealing is such a horrible thing, especially if you're on the end of it. But there are other things you can steal from people. You can steal somebody's purity. Someone's virginity and purity can be stolen, with or without their consent, by the way. There's people that have had their wife stolen out from under them or their husband stolen from them. I'm talking about stealing. There are people that steal others' good name and good reputation. Do you know what slander is? It's just stealing somebody else's good name. You know what gossip does? It just steals someone else's testimony before some... That's thievery is what it is. They tried to do that with Jesus. on more than one occasion. The first thing, they slandered him and said that he was born of fornication. That was a lie. What were they trying to do? They were trying to steal his good name. And then they said, oh, he's a gluttonous man. He's a wine bibber. That was a lie. They're trying to steal his influence. They're trying to steal the power of his ministry and the word of God to other people. They're slandering to steal his testimony. Not only that, they started saying, oh, he's against Caesar. He wasn't against Caesar. He even said, whatever belongs to Caesar, you give it to Caesar. I'm more concerned about what's God's and you giving to God what was God's. Wasn't his great desire to overthrow the Roman government? He could have done that in 5 seconds. His desire was to save the souls of men. That's a much greater work than trying to take Caesar's throne. He wants to take the sins of the world away. Oh, you're just against Caesar. You're just against the government. They're trying to steal his purpose and his ministry and the reason for which he came. Oh, what a terrible thing for you to use your mouth to steal from someone else their reputation. How about another way of stealing? Look at these young people over here. How about stealing answers? It's called cheating. You know what it is? It's stealing. Yeah. And in our society, people just laugh about that. They think it's funny. It's not funny. It's no more funny than me taking that candy off the table or the people that called those old people and stole them blind of all their life saving. It's all the same breaking of a commandment. It's kinship to the devil. The devil's the thief. I don't want to have anything in common with the devil. We have a whole society that just cheats and steals to get by. And the chickens are going to come home to roost with that. Thou shalt not steal. I'll give you a fourth one before we get into some, a few more verses this morning. I got to reading about this week, and my heart was so upset, I had to quit reading about it. You know, we live in a world, you would never think something would be this awful. You know, we live in a world that at any given time in our world, 1.2 million children are stolen and bought and sold for sex. It's called child trafficking. I started reading about that, and the more they steal these children, they sell them on the open market. Through all their devious ways, they get them across borders and give them to perverts and all type. It is so disgusting. As I read some of that, I thought, it is a wonder that God doesn't kill everybody on planet Earth. And it's not just taking, a lot of it's taking place on our southern border, but it's not just there. It's all over the place. It's within our states. Child trafficking, stealing little children. Well, this week my heart got so burdened, I cried like a baby through one of the services. I don't know what I'm going to do about it. I don't know what God wants me to do about it. I started watching some of these things. This missionary started this home for these kids in Malawi, Africa, and I sat there and I just wept like a baby, man. I tell you, I wept like a baby. Man is so wicked, there is nothing he won't do. And the very root of a lot of that thing is, thou shalt not steal. What would you do if somebody stole your child and sold them somewhere halfway around the world or to another country? That'd probably drive you insane, wouldn't it? That happens 1.2 million times over and over and over again in our world. You know why? 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 Why do we have such a wicked world? Because people do not respect what God said. They don't care what he said. Thou shalt not steal. Whether it's somebody's purity, whether it's somebody's material thing, whether it's an answer, whether it's somebody else's life, whether it's someone else's reputation. But that's not all the stealing. Would you go to Jeremiah chapter 23? Thou shalt not steal. Well, what can we steal? Oh, a lot more things than just money from somebody, I'm afraid. Jeremiah chapter 23. You know what makes me mad? I'm getting more angry the more I stand here in the pulpit. We have a world that is more concerned about climate change, which is not even real, than they are about people selling children into sex slavery. What a demented world. What a crazy society. You'd think the world would stop everything, and instead of the UN and UNICEF or whatever they're doing, try to figure out a way to tax all the world and pool their money so that we can have more money to do whatever they want to do with, that they say, hey, the whole world needs to stop, and we need to find out how and who is doing all this child stealing and destroy all of them. But they don't care. You know why? That's not their agenda. They're run by the devil, who is a thief. They're just part of the program. You can steal something else. Jeremiah chapter 23. The Bible says in verse number 29, God says, is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord? And like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Don't you love the Bible? Don't you appreciate the Bible? Aren't you glad you have a copy of the Word of God so that you know what God says? Instead of trying to take somebody's word for whatever they think God said, I'm glad all I have to do if I want to know what God says is read it. He says, that's my word. Verse 30. Therefore, behold, I'm against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, everyone from his neighbor. Now that's a very strange statement. In other words, he said, I entrust my words to my prophets and to my people to get them to others. And if they don't take my truthful words to the people that I want to take them to, then what they are doing in effect are stealing my words away from the people than who I'm giving them to. You know, the Bible tells us that God has given his Son for the whole world. He's given the gospel to the whole world. He's given the truths of the Word of God. He has entrusted us, we who name Jesus Christ is our Savior and say we're saved. He has entrusted us with the Word of God, not just for our own benefit, but to take it to the rest of the people to which he gave it to. You know what we can do? We can be thieves in not giving the Word of God to the people that he wants us to give it to. Not being the representative and the ambassador. I don't know who it is, but there's somebody in this building this morning that's saved, that only you will give the Word of God to somebody that crosses your life. And if you fail to do that, you've been a thief. You have not given them what God gave you to give to them. You see, God doesn't give us all these things to enjoy. He gives it to us to give again. He says, I'm against these people. My word is so powerful and so special, but these are stealing my words from his neighbor by not telling them, not by not standing true to them, not by not giving them out. Malachi chapter 3. I'd say, church, it's one thing if someone stole from a rich man. It's another thing if someone even stole from a child, God forbid, or an elderly individual. But we have people that are stealing things from God. They steal his words. Malachi chapter 3, the Bible, you know the text. Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. The Bible says, will a man rob God? Well, you gotta be very bold to rob God. You know how angry I was when I saw that thief in my house as a young man? wasn't good. Can you imagine somebody coming into God's house and stealing something? And robbing God? You say, well, you can't rob God. Evidently you can, or it wouldn't be in the Bible. He said, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? What did he say? In tithes and offerings. And God says, you're cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. What a terrible thing to say. Not only can we steal God's words, we can steal God's offerings. Do you know everything that God has given to you, it's His anyway? Amen. Everything you have belongs to God. You say, well, I work for it. He gave you the health to work for it. He gave you the brain to figure out how to do that work. We can steal God's words. We can steal God's offering. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. You can steal something else from God. I'll just give the one in Matthew by passing. He said, Jesus said that you've made my house a den of thieves. You know, the house of God should be a wonderful place. The house of God should be a place of praise and a place of worship and a place where you hear the Bible. And those stinking people stole the testimony of God's house away from him. The reputation of the house of God was it as a joke in Jesus' day. They stole his house testimony. They stole his words. They stole his offerings. This is probably the most powerful. And you know, Jesus, one of his disciples, was a thief. So can you imagine stealing from Jesus? You know, in our culture today, I hear people name their kids a lot of crazy names. And I never cease to amaze. I said, what? I never forget. I pastored a guy. His last name was Bear. B-E-A-R. He named his last child Teddy. I said, oh, that's his nickname. He said, no, that's what I put on his birth certificate. I said, you named your boy Teddy Bear? Yeah. Okay. I said, that boy's going to hate your guts one day. Yeah. I've never seen somebody what people name their children. You know what people in America don't name their kids? Judas. Because he's a thief. He's a robber. He stole out of Jesus' bag. What an awful... Can you imagine that? Oh, preacher Judas, stealing from Jesus, betraying the Lord. You might be just as guilty as him sitting here this morning. You know why? 1 Corinthians chapter 6. The Bible says in verse number 19, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Do you know this morning, church, that there are some good people that say they follow Jesus Christ right in this building this morning? You belong to Jesus even more so than Judas belonged to Jesus, and you're associated with Jesus and you walk with Jesus. But Judas is a thief and he's stealing what belongs to Jesus Christ. He's stealing from Jesus Christ. He is a robber. He's robbing God, and he's not just robbing God of the money that's in the bag that he carries. He's robbing God and robbing Jesus Christ of the time and the effort that he's put into Judas' life, and the prayers that he put into Judas' life, and the love that he's given to Judas, and the sacrifice, and the offering that he's going to give for Judas. He steals his life away from Jesus. That life that deserved to be given to Jesus. That life that deserved. Judas should have done everything all of his life, whatever Christ warned him to do. But he stole away from Jesus what belonged to Jesus. And that was his life. And I tell you, today we can think about how awful thou shalt not steal is today. And I'm telling you, people right here this morning are guilty of stealing from Jesus what belongs to him. And you know what it is? It's you. It's you. Your heart belongs to him. But when you don't give him your heart and you give it to somewhere else, you know what we've done? We've stolen. Your time. We give our time to so many people. How much time do we give to Jesus? He owns it. He owns me. He owns my body. He died on the tree for it. I am bought. I am purchased with his own blood. If I give myself to sin or give myself to the world and do not give my life to Jesus, I am simply put a thief. You see, a lot of times we look at this thing as, okay, do I want to live for Jesus or do not? I'm saved, but you know, it's really my choice whether I live my life for Jesus or if I do this. No. If you don't give all that you are to Jesus Christ, you are a thief because he bought it all. Amen. You belong to him. When you got saved, now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Oh, Judas, what a dirty devil he was. And what a dirty thief we are. When we say, no, Jesus, you can't have that part of my life. You can't have my future. You can't have this decision. This is my life. Thief, thou shalt not steal. And the worst person that we could ever steal from is God. He deserves our praise. He deserves our thanks. He deserves our gratitude. He deserves our life. He deserves our worship. He deserves our devotion. He deserves our prayer time. He deserves our devotion time. He deserves our service. And when we don't give all of that to him that he paid for, we've broken the eighth commandment. Thou shalt not steal.